And with the cricket, as expected, Pat Cummins is set to be announced as the new Australian Test captain, and Steve Smith is set to be in the leadership fold as vice-captain. Now, they'll be a terrific duo, no doubt about that, and I hope the team rallies behind them with these two at the helm. But I still believe that appointing Steve Smith as vice-captain is a mistake. And it's interesting that Shane Warne agrees with me. Warne's written a column in today's Daily Telegraph saying that even though Steve Smith has redeemed himself after the ball tampering scandal in South Africa, and even though he's a terrific fella, he argues he's the best batsman in the world, Warne, like me, doesn't think Steve Smith should have got the vice-captaincy. And he's right. Because if Cricket Australia wants to move on from Sandpaper Gate and Tim Payne's sexting scandal, if they really want cultural change, if that's what they're committed to, if it's action and not just words, then they shouldn't have put Steve Smith in a leadership role. His second chance was being allowed to wear the baggy green in the first place, being allowed to play. That was his second chance. But they've made the call, and we can only hope it pays off. The formal announcement will be coming this afternoon. But you know what? Tim Payne is showing far more leadership himself than the Cricket Australia board at the moment. He's made the right call, the right decision to stand down when the lewd photos and the text to his co-worker came to light. And he's also made the right decision today to step back from the game altogether. He's not in top form anyway, so he may not even have been selected, but he's announced he's taking a leave of absence from all forms of cricket for the foreseeable future. And I think it's the right decision for him to make. He's too much of a distraction for the Aussies. And the Ashes are now just 11 days away. They need to focus on what is happening on the pitch, not the scandals of it.